Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Game!
Good morning, Indianapolis. It's me, Big Rob, and you should know that that is really different from what happens normally on Fridays, because we got a special episode of School Talk. It is a School Talk game mashup, and speaking of game, we got the rest of our hosts, Landon Nelson and Kieran Sandulo, to introduce. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hello. What up? What up?
We're at a different studio today.
Yes. We have swapped the contestants and the other two hosts because Emerson must always remain in his chair. But of course, because it is School Talk, one of our guests has to be good old Emerson Allen.
Good morning. I'm strapped in my chair with duct tape.
Yes. Yes, we had to duct tape you, or else you wouldn't be able to stay in your chair.
I'm not leaving my chair.
You'd come over here and look at the questions.
Call security.
And then we have our, head guy at the radio station as the opponent for Mr. Emerson Allen over there. Mr. Johnny Sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Easter.
Good morning.
Good morning. John.
Good morning.
Easter.
Sorry, you get to look at my bald spot back
there. Keep on living. Your head. Whole head going to be
bald. That's right.
I'm sorry. Wrong show.
Woo! All righty, Big Rob, what we got?
Well, usually we start off with trivia. Landon, are you able to... Provide trivia for us right now?
Yes, sir, I can.
You're a fan.
So, between you two, we will do a rock, paper, scissors. I will narrate everything that's happening.
All right, here we go. Two out of three.
I got a bad hand.
All right.
Advantage. Did that happen off air last week when we had Merle Bittenhausen on?
Yes, he did.
Because Merle has one arm. In a... horrible racing accident, right. And Emerson had to open his bottle of water for him, and Emerson said, my hand, doesn't quite work right. He's like, I have a lot of sympathy.
Absolutely none.
That was great. But anyway, all right.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not, bro. Go ahead. What am I doing?
We're just one, two, three, and then you like put out.
It's best whatever. Two out of three, right?
Yep. All right,
go.
One, two, three. All right, both scissors. One,
first
two,
one's
three.
A draw.
Wait. Is this thing, and what's the other? Okay. That's
paper.
That's paper.
Scissors.
Yeah.
Paper.
So I just beat
I
rock.
This thing. And that rock. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock.
So did I win that one, or we do?
Yes,
you won that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
1-0.
How you beat that? Okay, we're 1-1.
1-1.
You got
Emerson
me.
Goes first.
Emerson won the last two.
I didn't know what I was to do it.
That's the best strategy for rock, paper, scissors.
All righty, Mr. Allen, are you ready?
No.
Okay, so here are the trivia questions. In this segment of trivia, we're going to determine if Emerson Allen knows me better or Mr. Easter with these trivia questions.
Oh, these are going to be tough.
Here we go. All right, Emerson, I'm going to start you off easy. What is Big Nelly's favorite color?
Oh.
A, blue. Oh. B, red. C, green. D, pink.
Green.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Allen, I am sad to inform you that is incorrect.
Oh, what a bad.
What was it? What is your favorite color?
The correct answer is blue.
Ah.
All right, here we go. Question two, true or false? Big Nelly was born in January.
Hmm.
Who's that for?
You? Me? I think these are all.
Yeah.
All,
it's, all, it's, all. It's all you.
Pause.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Almost definitely.
Mr. Allen, that is correct, sir.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Question three. It's going to get a little harder now. Who is Big Nelly's favorite singer?
Oh.
A, Billy Joel. B, Elton John.
Boy, that's a tough one.
C, Elvis Presley. Or D, Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
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 Give me the first one, then.
A, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Ooh, this one hurts, Mr. Allen. This one hurts a little bit. Yeah, that's incorrect.
Ah, man.
I would have gotten now. Those are all four of your favorites, I think.
Yeah, the correct answer for my top favorite is Michael Jackson.
No!
Yeah. I would have either gone with Elvis or MJ.
I would have said Elton John.
Now you're old school on me.
Question four. How many U.S. states has Big Nelly been to? A, 5, B, 8, C, 13, or D, 17?
You like
no New York. We know that. I don't know why I'm helping.
Why are you helping?
Yeah, why are you helping?
It's like, I forgot the object.
Wait a second. I think we have a button for that.
Let me see.
Do we have a button for that?
5. I go 5.
Do.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Oh, man. That is incorrect once again. The correct answer is 13.
Wow.
He's been to the original colonies.
Dang.
1 for 4.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, Nancy.
Here we go. Moving on to question 5. What is Big Nelly's favorite college football team?
Ooh, good one.
A, Alabama. B, Michigan. C, Notre Dame. Or DIU?
I know this one. Tell me. Get a dollar.
I'm not helping you anymore.
Dang, I'm gonna keep my dollar.
This is a competition.
Nobody loved me. Notre Dame.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Nah, that or Keanu Reeves, but yeah.
What?
That's what it looks like now.
Well,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Allen, that is correct.
Yeah.
Go Irish. All right, Mr. Easter, are you ready?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, here we
I'm awake.
Go.
Does that count?
Yeah, yeah.
Question one. It's going to be a tough one to start you off. What is Big Nelly's favorite Elton John song?
Ooh.
A, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. B, Rocket Man. C, Crocodile Rock. Or D, Tiny Dancer?
Four good options there. You know, personally, of those, I would probably choose Tiny Dancer. But or as they say, homie closer, Tony Danza. It's a joke. you know, misheard lyrics.
Ow.
Sorry. Knowing you, Nelly, I'm going to go Rocket Man. Final answer.
Your final answer. Well, I'm sad to say, Mr. Easter, that is incorrect.
Yeah.
The correct answer was Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
You know,
I knew that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Great guess, though. Rocket Man is a great song.
I think it's going to be a long, long time before I win again.
We'll see. Question two. This one's a little easier.
Okay.
Who is my favorite athlete? A, Kobe Bryant. B, Tony Stewart. C, Michael Jordan. Or D, Tom Brady.
Tony Stewart.
Are you sure that is your
final answer?
Well, Mr. Easter, you're incorrect again. Michael Jordan is the correct answer.
I don't think I've seen you. Do you have a Michael Jordan T-shirt?
Mm-mm. I just you always know when they're talking about Garrett, and the boys are always talking about, you know, Magic Johnson, LeBron's the greatest of all time, and I'm like, guys, Michael Jordan's just, I just love his mentality and just the effort, energy, and focus and work ethic he put into his career. So I don't know. It kind of just makes me motivational when I just hear about Michael Jordan.
All right, MJ.
Question three. If I could live anywhere in Europe, where would I live? A, the Netherlands. B, Italy. C, Germany. Or D, Switzerland.
I think we just had this conversation yesterday. Italy, final answer.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Pizza.
All right, here we go. Right,
the score is 2-1. Emerson winning.
It's getting close.
So far.
Oh,
not yet.
Far out.
We have, two more questions?
Yes, sir.
Could still win the round.
Yeah. Question four, true or false? Did Big Nelly have to have surgery on one of his teeth? True or false question?
What are my choices, true or false? Oh, no. I just flipped a coin virtually. True.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Final answer.
Well, sir, that is correct. You have tied the game. Yes, I've had to have surgery on one of my teeth. I had two teeth growing in one spot.
Yeah,
oh, goodness. Right.
Yeah. So, all right, question
two
five.
Two teeth in one.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's a 2-in-1 special I wouldn't want.
Yeah. Me either.
Oh, yeah.
What year did I attend my first Indianapolis 500? A, 2009. B, 2011. C, 2014, or D, 2018?
I should know this because I think we've had this discussion, but I can't. I'm stuck on two answers. Let's see. You were born, 2006-ish?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have only been 3 years old in 2009. Would have been maybe five. I'll go 14, final answer.
Are you sure that is your final answer, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, that is correct. It looks like Mr. Easter knows me better, and winner of the 2014 Indianapolis 500 was Ryan Hunter-Reay, one of the greatest
Captain America.
Yeah, finishes in Indianapolis 500 history. Him and Elio going back and forth.
As Lee Diffie tells us every time Ryan Hunter-Reay's anywhere on the street, Captain America.
All right.
It's my bad Australian accent.
Well, Easter takes the first round.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Woo-hoo. And as we move on to segment two, that would be
segment two.
Mr. Kieran Sandulo.
Hello, that's me. Emerson, since you have never heard my segment before, my segment thrives on inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's basically my life.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
Yeah.
So all five of my questions will follow a different structure, and your goal is to just kind of figure it out as you go along.
Okay. That sounds like life.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah, that way sometimes.
Yeah. Are you ready? Here we go. I have to have you two do rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first.
Oh, we got to do that again.
You got to do that again.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three. Boop. I can't count. That's good.
Oops. Yeah, you won that one.
Okay.
We're 1-1.
All right.
I completely blanked on
that. So it's the third one you do your thing on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
You won that one. You got the paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, three. Shoot.
But you got the last one.
Yeah, I never play it. Yeah.
All right. Emerson's going first.
Woohoo.
Where?
Well, if rock, paper, scissors got you points, I think Emerson would be leading right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 2-for-2.
All right.
2-and-2 is 4.
2-for-2th day, right?
Landon?
Mm-hmm.
2-for-2.
That,
I'm sorry.
That's a callback to something else.
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
Show.
I'm
sick. All right. The show.
The show?
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our last episode, Monday, 9:15.
Yeah. And?
Always plug.
Always plug. All right. Yeah, drop my phone. Drop my phone.
Drop the mic. She dropped the mic.
The phone hit the mic.
We dropped the mic today.
What was that sound? It was the sound of the phone hitting. Whenever Kieran's on, I have to talk like this.
You got to try to match the pitch.
We have to do a Batman
impression.
We all have to be
Batman.
I am the knight.
Oh my gosh.
I got a Reagan impression, but not a Batman.
I don't know why, but I almost slipped into Italian mobster voice. I almost slipped into my Italian mob voice.
That was crazy.
This is how game goes sometimes.
How about Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog.
I can't do a Kermit voice. I'm very limited in the voices that I can do.
Can we do Elmo? Can we do Elmo?
Elmo. Elmo's World.
That was pretty good. Elmo. My daughter likes
Mr.
Elmo.
Mr. Deirdre.
Man, my daughter.
All right.
Mr. Noodles.
Mr. Noodles' dog is Poodles. Mr. Poodles. But go ahead.
All right. Emerson.
Poodle.
Yeah.
What year?
You better stop this.
What year was the first MLB game?
Oh.
Is it A, 1901, B, 1911, C, 1871, or D, 1921?
MLB, that's
Major
baseball.
League Baseball.
Baseball,
oops,
right.
I'm helping again.
Baseball. And the server says, B.
B, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. The first Major League Baseball game was in 1871.
Jeez. Strike out.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. That's an old one. That's it's considered the oldest North American sport of all time.
Yeah. Were you there, Emerson?
Mm-hmm. No, I was at work.
Okay.
he could time travel.
Yeah, to clock in. Yeah, I have 54 jobs, man. I'd be at work.
All right. Question two. True or false? I have $5.17 in pennies in my car.
Oh.
I mean, I got a GED. Chill out.
This is the most not real.
I love these
question.
Kieran. I love Kieran segments.
$5. Okay, go ahead.
True or false? I have $5.17 in pennies in my car.
Okay.
That means he has. Well,
so is there a question?
No, true or false?
Oh, do you have find out?
So the options are true or false?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
I don't know what the options are.
It's okay. True.
That is correct. I have exactly $5.17 in pennies in my car.
So you have 517.
517 pennies.
Is it in a bag?
Yeah, okay. I have a bag. Okay. Wow. I have a little coin purse for him.
Get those in paper, man, and cash those things in for lunch.
I'm not going to probe deeper into this topic. We're just going to, yeah.
Could be quarters.
Yeah.
Pinching quarters to the line. That's a different show.
Yeah. I have a lot of coins.
Yeah.
I do not have bills. I just have a lot of coins.
I got a lot of bills, but you can't spend them.
Kieran shows up and he just throws pennies on the counter.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man. Oh, wow. I would like you at a store.
He buys a car all in pennies.
Man. Oh, here you go.
I make all of my $3,000 a month payments just with like.
You go to the bank to cash a check. You're like that all in pennies, please.
Oh, man. It costs security on you. I'm sorry. You mean penny pension.
Yeah.
A penny for your thoughts.
Yeah. You get rich that way.
All right.
That's my 2 cents.
Unless you got no thoughts.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Emerson.
No.
No.
Shiny object.
I don't think we've had anybody refuse the question.
Emerson.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Question three. Don't flinch.
What was that?
Hello?
What?
Don't flinch.
Did you flinch when Sam knocked on the door there?
No.
All right, then you get the point. There you go.
I don't know. We have video evidence here.
Yeah,
we can check it in post later.
Penny replay.
We'll check it in post. This play is under review.
I don't think we have the replay yet.
Yeah,
we'll check it in post. It's fine. Yes. But for now, we're gonna call it a point for that one. All right, Emerson.
What?
Excellent collaboration there.
Yeah, I texted Sam like 4 minutes ago.
That was pretty good.
Tag team.
Yeah, we tag teamed that one. All right, question four. Name a real bird off of this list. I have a list here of four four birds. You may name as many as you think are real, and you will get a point for each correct answer on this list. But
you got to take notes on his segment.
I know. I'm trying to think.
I know.
Right. They're both.
If you have to have a PhD to
take a pen and paper.
PhD.
Oh, there are.
But go ahead.
All right. If you name an incorrect bird, if you name a fake bird, you won't get any points. But you get a point for each real bird that you identify.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Here you go. Here are your options. The horned screamer. The smew. The tiny sky tyrant. And Schultz's repellent.
The first one, horn.
Is that all for you?
That's it.
Just that one? All right. That is correct. That is a real bird.
Which ones were... How many were... Real birds.
Three of them.
Can you name them off?
Yeah, the real birds were the horn screamer, the shmew, and the tiny sky tyrant.
Let's go.
That tiny sky tyrant is in fact a real bird.
I'm gonna look that up after the show. Yeah. I gave you Mr. Easter's question four, so he'll get your question four.
Oh boy,
you're the tiny tyrant.
Yeah, that's me. I'm very small.
So if Kieran were flying in the air, he'd be the tiny sky tyrant himself.
Tiny sky tyrant.
Yep.
That's like a gnat.
You know, if I were to start a new high school, I would make that my
that'd be an awesome mascot.
Mascot.
Your mascot too, you know.
The
mascot.
John Easter Academy Sky Tyrants.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You could go all the way with the tyrants. The tiny, get on your nerves.
That sounds like a
small.
That sounds like a Star Wars character.
Oh, it
does.
So
that
true.
Does sound like a Star Wars character.
Wait, does this character have force abilities and lightsabers, or is it just like?
I think it's just a guy.
I didn't get that far.
I think it's just a dude.
It's just a dude.
What do you mean you didn't get that far?
It'd be a guy Han Solo meets at the cantina.
Yeah. He'd just be there in the background when he shoots Greedo.
Powerful weapons from the tiny tyrant, whatever that thing is. Sky tyrant. Yeah. That can't be no birdie. No birdie. I'm a tiny.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm not, but I'm sorry.
You're all good.
I'm not, but I'm sorry.
All right. Emerson, do you like jazz?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
Here's your questions.
Jazz on Giant 90.9. Yeah. Smooth jazz.
All right. Your fifth question is a timed question.
Oh,
I am going to get a stopwatch up, and when I say go, you're going to name me five different jazz musicians.
Ooh. Oh, I am?
Yep. Your goal is to name them as quickly as you can.
Oh, man, that's not nice.
That's all you get. Easter will have a different one. But your goal, name five jazz musicians when I say go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Dizzy Gillespie. Gosh.
You got it. You got it.
It's over? That's terrible. But like, Rob White.
All right, that's two.
I should have went second. Wayne Gretzky. He's the king.
Mr. Allen, that's incorrect.
Wayman Tinsdale. Stylings? Yes.
I guess.
My time up.
Wayne Gretzky. What was that?
Johnny, I'm over. My time up.
No, you don't have a time limit. No,
time's not ticking down. It's ticking up.
It's ticking up.
What was that, four?
That was four, yeah. You got one more.
Harvey Hancock.
All right.
Gosh, that was terrible.
Yeah, could have been better.
Are we done, right?
I'm done.
With his? Yeah, those are your questions.
Bonnie James, Bob James, David Sanborn.
That's why I should have went second. Why I should have went second.
You should have took his answers?
Yeah.
Well,
his
questions
what John said.
His questions are vastly different.
That's not nice.
in a world where my questions are vastly different.
And now, it's time for Pig John's brain.
It don't make no sense. It don't
make no sense. All right. Are you ready, Mr. Easter?
I am.
All right. Question one. What year did Al Unser win the Indianapolis 500? 1968, 1960, 1958, 1970.
1970.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. 1970.
Also could have been 71. Mm-hmm. Also been 78 or 87.
87, yeah.
Wow.
Feeling less confident about the timed question that I have set for you.
I think your Emerson has...
like I broke him.
May need to be rebooted.
Like I broke
buffering.
Him.
He's buffering.
Emerson.exe
reload,
has stopped working.
Reboot him.
If
reboot
him. If your Emerson is stuck here? In mode,
make jokes until he laughs.
Yes.
Unplug and start over.
Give him
you might need
coffee.
To get the manual
Have
out.
You tried turning it off and back on?
Have you tried coffee?
I'm hot.
All right.
That'll never make post.
Oh, man. Oh, this is awesome.
Edit.
We're one question in. He's got five.
Okay.
All right.
It's WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis, by the way.
Woo-hoo. All right, Mr. Easter.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
Question two. True or false, I have eaten at least one entire pickle in the past 24 hours.
Are we talking?
Oh, what?
Is you crying?
Are we talking like a sandwich pickle, or are we talking like the
full pickle?
Just a pickle!
The full shrew, or whatever that bird was.
Full pickle.
Full pickle.
Is that pickle? Is that pickle sandwich? Is that pickle?
Did this include the juice?
Yes.
This is not
real. I said
real.
A whole like, pickle. Okay, so when you say pickle sandwich, do you mean pickle between, like a whole two pickle between a bun?
Two pieces of the bread.
True.
I'm so confused right now.
Is that your final
yes,
answer?
Yes, final answer.
That is incorrect.
It was a sandwich.
Yeah.
It was not an entire pickle.
It's just a slice.
Just the slices.
What if you ate enough slices to equal a whole pickle?
I didn't.
Does anybody eat the pickle separate? Like when you get a hamburger
I've
and it comes on the side, I eat
I
it separate.
Pickles.
Is it kosher pickle?
I don't know. I like those big thick cuts.
Those are good.
Yeah, the spears.
Yeah.
The jerkin pickles are good. The little sweet pickles. I like those.
I don't like sweet pickles.
You don't like sweet pickles?
No.
You're not a sweet person.
Didn't there used to be like a TV show that's called Sweet Pickles or something?
I thought it was jerkins.
I don't know.
Sweet pickles? That's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Sweet pickles.
That's going to be the nickname of my team if I start a school. The Easter Academy Sweet Pickles.
All right. Are you ready?
We got two teams.
Yes.
All right.
Aren't you glad you had us on the show?
Can I be a coach?
I need a fan.
All right, you ready?
Call a medic.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Question three. Don't flinch.
That's funny.
It's so random.
I did not flinch.
He did not flinch.
I saw that. Clear and clear. I told him scream. That was not a scream.
That was like a.
What he should have done is he should have just popped up from the window and banged on it.
That was what I told him to do the first time, but he banged on the door.
No, runs into the window at full speed.
That was
That was delayed flinch.
He won that one. He definitely did.
He got that one.
He did not move.
Neither of you flinched, so you're in the clear on that one.
That's good.
Nah, he's fine. All right, Mr. Easter.
Yes.
Question four. Off of this list, name a real movie.
Okay.
Remember, these are... You can name as many as you think are real, and you get a point for each one you guess correctly. But if you name a single incorrect answer, you get no points at all.
I get shot through the trap door.
Yep.
Okay.
Out the airlock.
Yeah. You didn't know there's a trap door down here.
I'll break it.
What?
Worst thing about the trap door is when the beat drops.
True.
Thank you.
I'll find somewhere to break it.
All right. Are you ready?
That's yes. A map.
Here you go. Your options are The Onion Field, Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana, Hit Stop, Time Riot. That's one title, by the way. And Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai.
Wait, what?
Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, I believe is probably a real movie.
Okay.
Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana. Was that one?
Yes, that was, in fact, the title.
I don't know. That one sounds made up. What was it? The Fields?
The Onion Field?
The Onion Field? That sounds like that sounds like some
obscure
one that would win the Oscar for best foreign film. And
I know.
I'll go with that. I'll go with The Onion Field and the other one I said.
Ghost Dog, The Way of the Ghost,
yeah.
Both of those are correct.
Yes.
Those are two real movies. But do you know what else is real? Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana.
Wow.
I should have stuck with my... I bet it's an animated film.
No, it's live action. It is a live action movie.
Is it a guy in a banana?
It is a guy in a banana costume.
Oh, come on.
We should watch it in the big room.
It is rated R.
It's rated R.
It is rated R. It came out in 1976.
Well, never mind. We can't watch that.
When Mr. Pratt walks in and I'm watching a orangutan wrestling thing. That happened a couple weeks ago.
You can watch Onion Fields, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I did watch. I have watched that.
Yeah, Onion Fields, a horror movie.
It sounded like one of those.
Yeah. It sounded
best French foreign film or something.
Nope, it's an American movie.
It sounded like Cloverfield Experiment.
About the trenches of World War One.
Mommy, Ryan, is the onion attacking you?
That was awful, not by the way.
Not a giant onion attacking you. Don't get me wrong.
I think that would be funny.
No, it's
honestly.
A giant onion. No. It's a giant onion.
It is 100% a giant
onion. And a banana suit.
And a banana suit.
So there's a banana running around.
That's Body Slam 2 is Revenge of the
Onion. Yeah.
In a world where bananas and onions fight each other.
Where bananas and onions coexist.
It's called Salad City.
You say Salad
God,
City?
God, salad with onions and bananas sounds horrendous.
That sounds awful.
Oh,
that's not a salad I
were
want.
Were these movies ever successful?
You can have banana pepper
yeah, actually.
On
Onion Field was.
Onion Field made a lot of money.
I don't know about that
banana. Yeah, I'm not sure about the banana one. Yeah, but
you could also have banana pickle.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're doing callbacks there.
We're going a little too far.
Kind of tiny.
We're pickle. Moving into a territory so obscure that nobody will understand it.
In a world.
In a world. All right, Mr. Easter.
Yes.
Are you ready for your timed question?
Perhaps.
All right.
Perhaps.
When I say go, you're going to name me 5 IndyCar drivers for different teams.
I got all
okay.
That.
For different teams.
Man, I better get this.
This will
are you
be
ready?
Done in less than 15 seconds.
3, 2, 1, go.
Marcus Ericsson.
All right.
Scott McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I can't do that. It's another Andretti drive. Pato O'Ward.
All right.
Let's see. Romain Grosjean.
Grosjean.
And let's see. I'm trying to think of the. Gosh, his drivers change every 2 days.
Let's go!
What?
The game show.
The drivers
been
change
rushed.
every 2 days. Nolan Siegel.
All right.
Whoa!
There's your time.
Yes. Here's the first. He won that one, didn't he?
Yep, by a landslide.
He won that one actually by exactly 30 seconds.
And here's the first,
Mr. Goins. We've been bum rushed. I bum rushed the game show.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, man. You go back a long, long way, and you've influenced so many kids. You loved them, and you taught them, and they're doing great things. And when you see them in the community, I know it makes you proud because you're like a proud papa.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your love, man. We appreciate everything you've done. And I know the Lord's going to use you in a mighty, mighty way, and you're always welcome back here at the Ben Davis WBDG Studios and BDTV Studios, too.
Awesome. Thank you,
bro.
Thank you, Mr. G.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. We do got one more segment. One more show next week.
Yeah.
I got one more.
It's your show.
Next week, I have one more time to go stupid.
Because usually this would be like the last show of the year. Yeah. But
you got one more.
You've got one more.
But we ain't never done a game show either.
No.
This is the first.
This is the first. And that game show had never been bum rushed because we never had a game show to get bum rushed. So we got a whole bunch of first going on today.
Oh, yeah.
We got onions and banana suits, stuff like that. You know, we got BDTV.
Pickles.
And pickles and tiny pickles and tiny mosquitoes.
Yep, Al Unser.
And you, the race question.
Yeah.
Was it five random drivers?
Five drivers from different teams. Which was kind of tough because, you know, like IndyCar is basically like 10 teams that have all the drivers on them.
So it got to be, did the question
so I couldn't be like Scott McLaughlin and Will Power because that wouldn't work.
Had to be current drivers,
current
right?
Drivers.
Yep.
Oh, how could they use the Emerson?
And I start to say Joel Siegel because he's like, he's a TV or movie review.
Oh, I see. Okay. So but it couldn't be past drivers, like Emerson Fittipaldi, you know.
It had to be current drivers.
Could have been Pietro Fittipaldi.
Yeah, Pietro. Yeah.
Nephew?
Grandson.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now you do.
Races for Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, dang.
But I would have done okay on the jazz question, too.
I know you would have. I was caught off guard. Not enough coffee.
Well, I believe
Mr. Easter won my segment.
He definitely won.
So we are currently
Easter has won the entire show.
Yeah, I'm too much coffee.
As a formality, we still have my segment to go through.
Yeah, as a formality.
Oh, okay, Keenan.
And you know what? If Emerson wins this segment, he could win the show.
Yep.
All right.
Let's go.
All or nothing.
Comeback clause.
We're gonna do a good mythical morning ending here. So winner take all.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
So I have.
Let's talk about that. All right.
I have no way of showing my other host what number I'm hiding behind my back, but you're going to guess 1 through 5 what number I'm hiding behind my back.
She could verify. She's back.
Tell me what it is. Is that number? Is it that number? Is it that number?
Between
that
one number, and five?
Yes.
Five.
I got to pick 4.
All right. 4. Exactly.
Emerson nailed it. He wins the show. Oh, not yet.
All right. Oh, not yet. So that means he gets to guess first on this question. Name a popular dog breed.
Oh, Shepherd.
German Shepherd?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, now I do?
Yes.
Labrador.
Labrador Retriever. Number one answer.
Yes.
I got dog.
Button hit.
I got dog.
Rob was lagging there.
The button didn't hit.
If your Rob is lagging.
Get your manual out.
If your robot is lagging.
it's rough for me today. Rough.
Last year marathon callback?
Yes.
Anyway. Now, Easter, it's your turn to go first.
Okay.
Name a popular male dog name.
Max.
Max, number one answer.
Yes. Sorry, Max. Sorry, Max.
All right. Now, you're going first.
Hi, guys.
Name a popular car color.
Red.
Blue.
All right. Blue is on there. Red was not.
Number one answer was white.
Number one answer is chartreuse.
Red.
I want a recount.
I want to recount on there. That one. I want to recount on that question.
I see a bunch of red, blue.
No, it was white, colors. Black, gray, silver, blue.
Banana?
That is terrible.
Banana.
What state was that thing? What state was that taken in?
Probably like Wyoming.
This is going to sound bad. I keep forgetting that Wyoming is a state.
Hey, shine some light on my Wyoming people. Big Nally loves you.
Just not right.
Name a soda that people like to drink. Okay, never mind. We're skipping that one. That one's too easy.
I would have said Pepsi.
I could have used the easy one.
Well, no, it was him going first.
Get him the easy one. He knows everything.
Don't get him the easy
one. I'm John. I know everything.
Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast.
Grapefruit.
All right.
Banana.
I'm surprised banana wasn't higher.
Really?
Wow.
It's grapefruit as the number two answer. What? Banana is number three. Number one answer is orange.
Yeah. Orange, yeah.
I never would just eat an orange for breakfast.
It's a banana.
I wouldn't eat an orange for breakfast.
Banana,
I would drink an orange
cereal,
for breakfast.
Bananas. Yeah.
Grapefruit.
Bananas and cornflakes.
My grandma used to eat a grapefruit every morning.
Strawberries, blueberries.
Grapefruit with sugar.
Apples.
Yeah,
apples.
Blueberries and strawberries is on there.
Blueberries are good.
Hey, at Wyoming again?
I could do
I love my blueberry, strawberry.
That's Idaho. They only eat potatoes.
They have potatoes for breakfast.
I was going to say
that apologies to Idaho.
Last question for my segment. Can you sweep the segment?
Who?
Can I sweep the segment? Yes.
Yes, she can.
I mean, you've already swept the game, but can you sweep the segment?
Oh, go.
Can I sweep it?
Sleep it?
Well, Easter's falling asleep, which means Emerson wins now.
Wait a minute. It's possible before I had the CPAP machine.
All right.
Yeah. So how's that going?
Excellent.
Excellent?
Oh, yeah.
How do you spell CPAP?
Except for the little lines on my
face
every once in a while.
Yeah. Lines.
I'll take them, though.
It's Emerson.
The lines or the sleep?
Because when they're like, if you don't start your CPAP, you could die. I'd be like, I'll take the lines.
Yeah, we bring on the lines. Yeah.
Emerson,
welcome to old people problems.
Name something people might do only once a week.
Oh.
What?
Cut your grass.
Oh, that's fine.
That's a great answer.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Shower. that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Well, no sleep for you. I mean, you still sleep the game.
That's why I was laughing. I was like, shower.
It's number one answer, laundry. Number two, grocery shop. Three, exercise. Four, go to church. And five, mow the yard.
Hey, I'm a five. Ooh.
And no, I will not cut your grass this weekend.
Nelly, are you available?
Yes, sir. I got you.
He ain't cutting my grass.
Hey.
Be the first.
Oh, he wants some money.
He'd be the first producer ever to cut your grass.
I know. We'll post on WBD's social media.
Not, I ask every year, don't I?
Not even Maxwell Gilley.
Maxwell cut my grass. You know.
What up? Big Nelly taking over the gram here. I'm at Emerson's house mowing his grass. And got a GoPro camera on my head just mowing.
You like the one guy on TikTok that goes to like overgrown yards and just mows it?
Those are awesome. Yeah. I love those videos.
You have like the Delta Force in the back. I'm just mowing the grass.
No, what you do is you just like mow a strip and then you quit because you got what you need for the gram.
True.
What we should do is we should get
12 up to a ride
every past School Talk producer we can to go to Emerson's house and mow his yard.
And now barbecue. Have a big old barbecue and how much food to eat.
But some of them like Jason Lee, you're going to have to, because he's probably somewhere in somebody's basement right now, you know, working on their plumbing and all that, because that's what he does. He owns, seriously, 24/7.
Plumbing.
We've had some pretty accomplished producers now.
Good producers, man. Awesome producers.
No pressure.
No pressure. None. What you gonna do?
I'm obviously like second best behind Max.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have been politics. Ooh. We got
love it.
Got prosecutors.
You hear that, Nelly?
We got.
He threw it out there.
Plumbing.
Okay. Maybe not the obvious second.
Rob works at Culver's, by the way.
Hey, you give me some free custard.
Custard?
What?
Like a lot of cheese curd?
I'm getting some grass cut. You getting some custard now?
What?
Huh?
Rob works at Culver's.
Yeah.
Free custard?
Ice cream.
So
no pressure.
I don't know what I can do about that.
Yeah, you want to keep your job.
I very much like my job.
Rob's like, I just work there.
I just work here.
I'm going to walk in and say, Rob sent me for what? Free ice cream. Rob who? don't know his last name.
Reed.
Big Rob.
You're at the wrong Culver's, sir.
Wrong Culver's.
We don't have anybody named Rob who works
Rob
here.
I don't know that dude.
Yes, I'd like a Butterburger. sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oops.
Fries and no salt. Yeah.
It's like someone asking for chicken strips at Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
Yeah. Or hamburger, no hamburger.
Order a Big Mac at Arby's.
Yeah. It's come to the end.
And then when they say we don't have it, say, hey, you have the meats.
I've had people ask for a McFlurry at Dairy Queen.
This is free stand-up material here. Yeah.
Cheeseburger, no cheese.
Anyway.
What? I'm sorry.
Time's a ticking.
What?
Time's a ticking.
I'm a losing.
17.
It's 8-7. Yeah. What, do we still have more time? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we don't have to. But
I mean, yeah, we could go all the way until 9:15.
No, 8:30, bud.
Oh, 8:30? I'm dumb. All right.
All right, so we will now be reading the phone book.
Who won?
Bob Adams.
Oh, so the game's still going?
No,
that's it.
I lost.
He's still won.
I lost.
Yeah, there's only three.
I lost. There's only three segments.
Okay. Yeah.
Push the magic button, mysteries, if he won the game. Dang. Push the magic button.
Yay. The buttons. The buttons are not cooperating with Rob today.
Well, I had to.
Nah, I'm probably going to change out some of the keybinds.
My fingers got tangled together.
And you were like half asleep when the show started, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're on this show once a week.
Well,
well, it's our first show of Game in a very long time.
In a very story, long while.
It's a pretty good show.
It's fun.
I like it when it goes on.
I like the concept. You know.
It's awesome when it happens.
I'm serious. I mean.
So should we give them trivia questions? Since we got
time? Yeah, do that. That sounds fun. Okay. I'm down for that. I'm excited.
Does that mean you take over that?
I guess I could do that. I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, Rob.
He's just a station manager.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to do this.
Tight major
alert. It's so good.
It's a great sound. I do like that sound.
It's a count off.
Shout out to Big Slammer for all this stuff.
All right, Rob.
Big Slammer.
Rob, look here.
That's not like me in the studio.
Incorrect buzzer in my questions.
So, okay. Here's my question.
Here's my question.
Name a job that Emerson has. Should we give him a list?
Not done? Yeah.
All right.
Or you can give him a list of some.
Well, you know what you've done. Yeah. So give him one that you haven't done.
Haven't done.
Yeah.
They got to guess the job.
We're trying to guess which one you haven't done. Yeah, what job you haven't done. So give like two or three that you have done, and then one or two that you...
This could be... We'll just let them go...
Five jobs. Hi. It's how you say it. Now, list of five jobs.
That you have done and one you haven't.
List of five jobs. Four I've done, and one I haven't.
Okay.
Yep.
So you got to find the one that I haven't. Okay. Number one, Marine. Sorry. State trooper. Poured heat in a foundry. Dug ditches. Uber driver. Which one I did not do.
This could be a collaborative effort.
So...
All right, guys, lock in here.
I know the first two that he said.
Yep, first two for sure.
He's done.
Yep, first two for sure.
I don't think he was an Uber
driver.
It's
right in the intro.
It's,
he was a Marine and then a state trooper.
I don't know if he was an Uber.
I know he dug ditches.
Okay, so we know.
At least I'm pretty sure, right? No,
he
you can't tell us.
Come on, Rob.
I'm pretty sure you heard me.
Give me a good investigator, right?
I'm pretty sure I've heard you say you've dug ditches.
Yeah. I'm say that you were not an Uber driver.
Yeah, I can't see you figuring out how the Uber system works.
He'd be a superb Uber driver, man.
Well, no, I'm not saying he would be bad at driving. I'm saying he would be bad at figuring out how the app works.
Wow, that's not nice, Rob.
I'm gonna go with the third answer.
I forgot.
It was the pouring metal at a foundry.
Yeah,
pouring metal in the foundry.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
So, what's the collaborative answer?
The one that
they did the Uber driver. I just picked the.
So what did you not do? Yeah.
So you guys have to come to a collaborative answer.
All right, I guess we'll go with the Uber driver.
Uber driver.
Okay. Uber driver.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Was it foundry?
I did not dig ditches.
I thought I heard you say something about that on one of the episodes.
I said that's the only job I haven't done. Dig ditches.
How about that?
Poured heat in the foundry, yes. Uber driver 2 years.
Oh. Okay. He'd be a great Uber driver.
Okay, here's mine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to name a list of five celebrities, four of which I've met, one of which I haven't.
Ooh, this is going to be great.
Okay. And by met, I mean I was like... within 10 feet of him. I mean, I didn't. I may not have walked up and said, "Hello. Hey, Emerson Allen."
Hi there.
But, you know.
Oh, God.
I was at an event where they were.
Can I come to your house?
Oh, all right.
God. What?
Oh, Christ.
What?
This may not make post.
Nope.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
It might not make post.
I'll shut up.
Are you ready?
I can't.
Yep.
Let's go. Okay. Jay Leno.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
All right.
Sorry, my brain just went blank. This is terrible.
That's how my jazz was. That's how I was on jazz.
Yeah, what, it's what? Just like, yeah. Boom, I've gone
like blank. A deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm going to make it 4.
Okay.
Because my brain just went blank.
That's crazy how that happened.
This is what happens when you don't plan, ladies and gentlemen. So Jay Leno, Barack Obama, Elio Castroneves, and my fourth one is Hulk Hogan. Okay, which one of those people have I not been reasonably in proximity to?
Barack Obama.
To Barack Obama?
I don't know.
Have not.
We do get some pretty big figures in here.
That's true.
I've never had Barack Obama.
I don't
on
think
the
we've
show.
Had Barack
not,
Obama.
Not on a show. I'm not saying
I,
on a show.
He's been on the. He's yeah, been on
guys,
the show.
Guys,
but was I there?
I don't know about the Barack Obama. I think that's a true on that one. I think that's a true.
Maybe Hulk Hogan.
It's either that or Jay Leno. My opinion.
I don't even remember who Jay Leno is.
He's a bunch of cars. He's a
Tonight Show host before
yeah.
Jimmy
oh,
Fallon.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yep.
Okay, guys, what are we thinking? We have to come to a conclusion here, and all agree. And
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
I have to go with Jay Leno.
Guys, man, congratulations! But you're.
I thought that was incorrect.
That is incorrect. The answer is, believe it or not, Elio Castroneves.
I was thinking that, but I was like, yeah, "But we are really close. Like we are in Indy. Like,
well, and I'm a huge race fan.
Yeah,
so
that's
figure,
what I was going to assume that you.
You figure I would have met Elio at some point since he's everywhere. But
can nope. I do another one?
Yeah,
I got one more.
Okay, this is what.
Crowd's happy.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Yay! This is fun.
I forgot game had its own magic button.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to list 5 presidents.
Okay. Yep.
Which one did I shake hands with?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
I know this one.
I hope to God he doesn't say Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham? Emerson, you were around when Abraham?
Emerson went to the theater with Abraham Lincoln.
That was a good one. No. That was a good one.
That was wrong.
Man,
that may
not
make
that was good and cold. Okay. And you can do impressions if you want to.
All right.
Mr. Easter's got this one.
I'll take care of it.
And that was the first one.
Obama?
That's right.
It was man, what's that boy's name?
What's that boy's name? Yeah, it's not like he served the United States of America or anything. It's just that boy.
Oh.
I'm the decidificator.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
I make the decision.
First one, Bill Clinton.
That's right. I'm here. I'm doing a great show, man. This is great.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan.
Will.
Nancy.
President Bush Sr.
Braid my lips. No new taxes. Might raise the old ones.
And then W.
That's right. I'm the decidificator. I make the decisionifications.
And then President Obama.
Okay.
Of the 5, which one
thank
did
you,
I shake hands?
Thanks for having me.
Which one you did shake hands?
Did shake hands.
Obama.
Now that I hear my impressions in the microphone, they all sound the same.
Yep.
Obama, final answer for me.
Rob, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say Obama.
Well, I'm saying Obama.
All right. We're going Obama.
Did you shake hands with Obama?
Is that the final answer?
Yes, it is.
Everybody? You are wrong.
Darn it.
Was it Bill Clinton?
No.
Reagan?
It was Bush.
No.
Will?
W.
Ah, darn it.
I was in Washington, D.C., and we was at a faith-based conference, and I was in the 10th row. And then he was talking at a faith-based conference, and I did the OJ. Can I say that? Yeah, I did the OJ. I jumped over chairs. Not commercial? The commercial. Yeah. Over chairs to get to the first row. And I got to the first row. I put my hand out. He grabbed my hand, pulled me forward to the first, past the first row. And I spoke to him, and I shook his hand, and I said, thank you for delegating so much money for suicide prevention on our nation's capitals, nation colleges. And he said something for the love of money. I don't know what he said.
It's probably on C-SPAN. You could probably go back and look.
I've been looking for that meeting, but yeah. But Obama, yeah, my hand was on his shoulder.
Darn.
Yeah.
On his shoulder. The Secret Service gave me all.
Yeah, they were looking at him.
Yeah.
But Reagan?
I never met Reagan. Saw Bush from a distance.
And, Bush 1, Bush 2.
And Clinton, same way.
Thank you.
Oh, no, actually, there was a story behind Reagan Sr. There you go. Thank
Reagan
you
Sr.?
Bush Sr. He was coming through downtown. And
there have been two Ron Reagans.
At the Hyatt. And he came rushing out the door, and then with Secret Service in front of him. And a friend of mine, Kurt Douglas, was one of the Secret Service agents as he was running by me. I said, Kurt, he said, I can't talk. I wonder why.
Do you want to hear my stories from my famous people real quick?
Yeah, here we go.
So I attended a taping of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my grandma and my cousin. That was kind of cool. Nice. Hulk Hogan, I met at a restaurant. Yeah, he was eating dinner.
I knew that one.
You interrupted him?
And he was huge, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You go up and say hi.
Big dude.
You go up and say hi?
I did. And he was really nice. I didn't ask for his autograph or anything. Smart. But, you know. Because I didn't want to, like, die.
Yeah.
And who was the other person I said? Who was my phone?
Oh,
Billy Joe?
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno, you had Hulk Hogan. I know you didn't meet Ellie. Who was the?
Obama.
Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to, actually been in the same room with Obama twice, and I've been about from here to Rob from him. It was at Plainfield High School, and then the other was at a dinner downtown where he was a speaker. There were lots of different. Hillary Clinton. We could have done that.
2008. You know,
that was a great
student.
Great
2008,
year.
They were all over the place.
Yeah, we were covering events and
South Bend. We did things we can't do now.
Yeah, you had Elkhart. That was his first.
Yeah,
it was his first trip outside the White House.
Right.
You guys covered that.
BDTV covered it. Giant 90.9 covered the airport.
Got in trouble with security.
Secret Service. All over the place. It was just awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Man, yeah. That's fun.
I have a question for Rob. Just one quick trivia question. Rob.
Yes.
What are the three numbers on the back of my credit card?
Ooh.
I don't know if you want to put that on the air.
I know that one already. One of my jobs. I was a thief.
It's one of his jobs.
388.
Final answer.
Incorrect.
I think he has to say incorrect, or else
people are going to start doing that.
I got a question.
Nice social security number.
I got a question for the host.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I got a question from host. What was my first show topic?
This is what I was trying to find out from Sam before for your trivia question. Yeah. I was going to ask what was the topic of the first episode of School Talk, and I just didn't.
Y'all got it? Y'all know what it is?
No, I don't know.
None of y'all?
No.
Wait, I'm looking for the.
I was looking for it on Audio Boom and on Spotify.
And second question is, how old were y'all when I did my first show in 2003? Yeah.
I wasn't alive.
Wasn't alive.
Don't answer that question.
I wasn't even thought of yet.
Wow.
It's not in here anymore.
The first episode that I could find on Audio Boom was from 2019.
2019?
Yeah.
Well, before that, we had CD players and we had cassettes. Mm-hmm. Our show was put on cassettes. You know what those things are?
Yep. I know what a cassette tape is. I'm not that old.
Nobody in the none of the students know any of that.
I was born in 2007.
Video disc?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
There it is.
No, we don't know that.
Okay, here it is.
I know you know that. You cut my grass, though.
So this is from the first episode.
On School Talk with Emerson.
Does it look good, though? I mean, that's the question. I mean, does it look good with your undergarments exposed out of your pants? my opinion, it doesn't look good. And I think some young women, will agree with that and say it doesn't look good. But maybe they just can't tell the young man that, hey, that doesn't look cool. That really looks kind of stupid. And it's not saying that you are stupid. It's saying that what you're wearing looks kind of stupid. Why don't you just pull your pants up. You've seen your young friends run across the street holding their pants up. You know, that's a safety issue. You know, you could get hit by a car.
School Talk with Emerson. Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Replays Sundays at 2 p.m. on Giant 90.9.
Man, what an amazing promo.
That was great.
That's awesome.
That was great.
That is superb.
That's a good promo.
He said, run across the street.
Well, no, and he was like, I remember because when we did the promo, he's like, yeah, you should cut that part. I was talking about the sagging pants. And then when I say it's kind of stupid, you should make it go kind of stupid. It's like, oh, yeah, we could do that.
Mr. Easter.
Yep.
You sound so vastly different.
I know. I was a little younger.
Yeah, that was almost.
Now I'm old and grizzled.
21 years ago.
That was Mr. Easter in his fifth year, Ben Davis.
Y'all think this show was
fourth
crazy?
Fourth year, Ben Davis.
Y'all waiting the next week.
Oh, God.
Y'all come back next week.
I'll be listening to it next week.
I'll be here next week.
It's going to be one crazy finale.
We may have some surprises for you, too.
Oh, wait, what?
Something I don't know about.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep a secret. We got to keep it under wraps.
It's going to be fun. It's not going to be fun doing the show, but it's going to be fun doing the show.
Yeah.
What?
We're keeping everything.
That didn't come out right, did it, Nelly?
Made sense to me.
I got you, sir.
We got the gist of it. We got it.
Of course, you're world travel. I mean, you've been to 99 states and stuff. You know, I mean, you know this stuff. Man.
There's only 50, but okay. It's okay. No.
We're counting provinces.
We're counting the micro states in Europe too.
Yeah.
I know
counties are states,
but
right?
I'm curious about where'd you go in Italy.
I've never been to Italy.
You know,
Lorelai has been to Italy.
Where you want to live at?
If I had to live anywhere in Europe, that's where I'd live.
Ah, man, you got to go to Florence.
If I were to live anywhere in Europe,
like Rome would be awesome.
Rome is awesome. But
my camera's gone.
Your family like shopping? Your mama like shopping?
A little bit. I'm not a big shopper. I'm a big history.
Just give her the money. She'll go. She'll have a shit.
All right. Here, Mom. No, I hope to one day just pay for a trip for my mom to just enjoy herself.
She will enjoy Florence.
I'd like to go to the Netherlands, too.
Netherlands are great.
That sounds cold.
I did a whole project on. It was awesome. Germany would be another place.
Germany's clean. That's where I would live if I lived in Europe. In Germany?
I love the food. I'll probably gain so much weight just eating all that food.
For me, it's because I want to go to the Nürburgring.
Nürburgring.
It's a racetrack.
Formula One used to race there. They no longer race there anymore. It's a very historic.
What happened?
They just stopped racing on it because the track was so old. The surface is rough. It's just an historic track.
Yeah.
It's really cool though.
I want to go on the Autobahn and go 250.
Autobahn. That's cool. Yeah.
Kilometers per hour or miles per hour?
Yeah, whichever one is on the dashboard.
Kilometers. What am I talking about?
Aren't both on the dashboard? Technically,
You can switch it between miles per hour and kilometers.
Sure can.
On newer ones.
I did that in an accident. Didn't know how to get it back.
How fast you were going?
I did not. And it's really freaky when you make that mistake and you switch that and you don't know how to get it back.
Yeah.
You think you're going fast or going slow and you're not doing either.
I think 120 kilometers is like 60 miles.
So 120.
Well, not 120. 100 is like 60.
So you don't. Yeah. So when you get stuck on the 120 part, you think you're going 120 miles per hour. You're only doing about 60. But when you're doing when speed limit is 70 miles per hour and you got the wrong thing, you look like you're doing what? 140.
Yeah.
So you do less.
Times
than everybody, 0.6, everybody's right? passing you by. I'm doing 140. How come everybody's passing me up? don't do drugs.
Kilometers. What?
And that's how we end the show.
Yeah, that's game.
All right. So, time is a ticking. As much as I would love for this show to go on, we have to do our post-game interviews.
Okay.
And we're going to send it down to Big Nelly on the field.
That is the most Big Nelly thing ever, to send it to himself.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Man just walked up to me,
now over to slapped John me in the Easter. Face, John, what's
stole
going
it from
on?
Me, and gave it to himself.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, Mr. Allen, I know you didn't have the success you were hoping for on today's episode. You really hurt Big Nelly's feelings about, you know, you don't know me as much as, you know, Mr.
You
Easter.
Don't
you
know refer to yourself in the third person.
Yeah, oh, no, my play hit.
The third person. No, but no, seriously, no,
I do not gamble on game contestants.
What could you have done differently to have won today's contest?
Well, Nancy. Big Nelly, what I could have done better is what students need to do every day when they're in school. Study the topic. Do your homework. Get out the books. Read it. Go to a library. Get the encyclopedia.
There
Google
is,
it.
There's
Google
there's
Big Nelly
no way.
Yeah, I could have called your mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Grandma Nelly.
Grandma Nelly.
Your grandma,
we know she's listening.
Yeah, she's always listening.
Or I could have camped out in your front yard and bug you every single day when you came out of the house. What you going? Where you going? What you doing? And you can cut my grass. Money.
Last question.
Boy, you treat it right.
For Mr. Easter, sir, how did you do so darn well with every question that was being answered? I mean, you just.
I'm sorry, I just saw something out in the studio. It just made me laugh.
You just seemed to. Well,
Jason was
have been on a roll.
I don't know what Jason was doing over there.
You were absolutely spectacular. How'd you get that done,
it's
sir?
Good stuff. Sorry, I was just distracted. You were saying?
Okay, sir. So my question for you is, how'd you do so darn well at answering every question correctly? It's like you're a walking encyclopedia with all the trivia knowledge. Just.
He's doing it again. Okay, I gotta look away.
Coffee.
How'd you get that done, sir? How were you able to have this amount of success on today's episode?
No sleep.
I have, for some reason,
sleeping in the classroom.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I can remember stupid, ridiculous, like insignificant facts. Not saying it.
God, man. What is going on?
I don't know.
Watch out now.
Mr. Allen is buffering.
I'm sorry.
Reloading. Reloading.
So, you know, I would call it cocktail knowledge. If you go to a cocktail party, not that you ever would do that until you're 21.
I've been
but if you
night.
Ever go to a... to a that explains a lot. but if you ever go to a, you know, a party where there's just like random knowledge or... anything. So I have a lot of that stored in my brain for some reason. So that's one reason. We talk a lot. So I happen to know a couple things about you.
True.
Yeah. So, and then I was always good at Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my grandma always wanted to go on Family Feud.
Yeah.
She wanted to get Richard Dawson to kiss her.
Wow.
Right.
I know people are like that's creepy, but back in the day, people don't understand. It's what he used to do.
He did. He sure did. Made a lot of money.
Yeah. Survey says.
All right, Rob.
There you go.
Yeah. Want to send us home on this final episode. Well, not final episode. Final episode of.
It's
every year.
I guess
final episode of our game.
I will say this though. This is the first time that the producers have done. Like I said, they're always the last, or pretty much the last show is always the producer's choice, and you guys took it to push the magic button for yourselves, man. Yeah. You did great. You did great.
Definitely, I'll give myself a D-minus on the communication. I communicated with Rob, and he wasn't there. I should have texted him.
You did
so much.
No, you did great. You did great. Seriously,
people at home never would have known.
Never would have known.
There was I know we're out of time, but it was a rapper. He went to a concert and he was rapping his song. And this is a true story. And he forgot the words. But no one knew the song. So he changed the words. So no one ever knew that he forgot the words to the song.
What was it Bob Ross used to call Happy Accident?
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys did great.
It's a happy
little
tree.
You know, some things are supposed to happen the way they're supposed to happen because what you want to do in the beginning is just fate. Or just a mistake. And it comes out great.
Yep.
That's a rhyme. I don't mean a rhyme, but we're running out of time. Any, meeny, money, mo, catch a big goodbye. I'm sorry.
Well, I think we should end the game portion of today's show. So
properly.
We're going to...
Properly.
We're going to say goodbye to the other two hosts. Bye, Kieran. Bye, Landon.
See you later, Indianapolis.
They get an outro?
Yes. Yeah,
the outro.
Love it. Absolutely great. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Hit that synthesizer. Oh, I thought it comes in there. No, it doesn't. That's the intro.
Yes, yes. It's like a little sax.
Yeah.
A little tenor sax.
Yes.
Alto sax.
Yes.
So now we're back into the school talk portion.
Why? Why? Why?
To the parents and to the teachers.
Oh.
Yeah?
Well, we can help you with it. To the parents and to the teachers.
Oh, to the parents.
To the teachers. To the
teachers. Our students have so much to give. Like Nelly.
Teach them to.
And Big Rob. Who's that other young man?
Kieran. Kieran Sandulo.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He a senior?
No, junior.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would have been a good candidate to be your producer next year.
Yeah, yeah.
If you weren't quitting.
He'd be the host. he'd be a good host too. Seriously, he would be interesting. Yeah. School talk. What's his last name?
Sandulo.
What's the first name?
Kieran.
So say it. School talk with
Kieran Sandulo.
Yeah. Say it again.
Are you announcing school, your successor?
I'm not in charge of that, but I wouldn't vote against it.
After school talk's done, we'll release the plan for future.
Yeah. Because the views expressed on school talk, not necessarily the views of MSD or Wayne Township, the Benjamin High School, the views of me and my guests. So next week, I'll be back for my finale show, and I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be a great show. It's going to be my last show as the host, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Easter, and then what comes out of that is going to be awesome and beautiful, like we planned it for 20 years. It's always been student produced. Always, and always will be. See you next week on School Talk.